O believers, stand firm for justice and bear true witness for the sake of Allah. Even though it may be against yourselves, your parents, or your relatives, it does not matter whether the party is rich or poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well-wisher of both. So let not your selfish desires swerve you from justice. If you distort your testimony or decline to give it, then you should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of your actions. O believers, believe in Allah, His Rasul, the book which He has revealed to His Rasul, and every book which He previously revealed. He who denies Allah, His angels, His books, His Rasuls, and the last day has gone far astray. As for those who accept the faith, then renounce it, who again embrace it and again deny it, and go on increasing in unbelief, Allah will neither forgive them nor guide them to the right way. Announce the painful punishment to those hypocrites who choose the unbelievers to be their protectors rather than the believers. Are they seeking honor in being with them? Whereas all honor belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He has already revealed for you in the book that when you hear Allah's revelations being denied or ridiculed by people, you must not sit with them unless they change the topic of their talk, otherwise you shall be considered guilty like them. Rest assured that Allah is going to gather the hypocrites and the unbelievers all together in hell. These hypocrites are the ones who wait and watch to see how the wind blows. If Allah grants you a victory, they say, "Were we not with you?" And if the unbelievers gain success, they will say to them, "Were we not strong enough to fight against you? Yet we protected you from the believers, the Muslims." Allah will judge between you and them on the day of resurrection. Allah will not leave the way for the unbelievers to triumph over the believers.